Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way the female high school teacher smashed her students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this Florida man ran over a foot model with his car because she wouldn't let him sniff her feet. Maybe it was a bad idea for me to move to Florida for a couple of months. This guy looks like he's got 0% dating skills and 100% criminal energy. He kicked her around and then he ran her over. Now there is a man that needs anger management classes as quickly as possible. But seriously, the audacity of her to deny him a good sniff. Up next, here's someone that's not afraid to move to Florida. In fact, it's a whole company. GFL, a waste management company just north of Toronto, is moving its headquarters to Florida. Even the garbage is leaving. Elbows up. Or should I say trash cans up? The tax climate is better in the States and so is the weather. If it wasn't for my tax-free savings account, which I can't roll over into a Roth IRA, I'd apply for residence in the United States as an influencer and probably get it. Plus, the issue of health insurance is still there too. Number three, liberals are literally dying off as they aren't having as many kids. No wonder they have to recruit so hard right now and flood the country with migrants. If there's little to no immigration, they wouldn't actually be winning any elections. They also try and recruit conservative kids in schools through things like Netflix and Drag Queen Story Hour. Their woke mind virus can only survive by being spread to the host that doesn't have it yet. Moving on, this individual says that yes, black women don't wash their hair for a month, and that this is normal and not unhygienic. Of course, because they don't have greasy hair like white folks. I produce more grease than grease lightning, and if I didn't wash my bed sheets regularly, my body would stain them with something called sebum. But black women should wash their hair every week or two. A month is wild and they'll probably end up looking like this. But it's okay because she seasoned her hair. Number five, here's the price of a Tesla on supervised robo-taxi fare in Austin. Only $1.30 per mile. It's going to be cheaper just to do this than own your own private vehicle. The price estimate for the same distance via Uber was between $10 and $15. Even if Tesla doesn't succeed, Waymo will, and Uber drivers will be a thing of the past. AI and robotics should make everything dirt cheap and cause mass deflation of prices. It's going to be interesting. Up next, the barefoot and pregnant Twitter account says that children need two parents in a household. Actually, this is gynocentric propaganda to make sure women can't be replaced because studies have shown that children fare equally with only one parent, the father. If it's just the mother, then it's a disaster for most boys. In the future, children will fare the best with a biological father and an android mother. We need to make Stepford Wives a reality. Number seven, sometimes it's okay to give up. I did this year with Ethereum and some other poop coins that I owned. I got a small profit out of them, but I got out. Yet most bank holders still have them. Other things that you should quit sooner than later are relationships where the woman is nagging or trying to boss you around. That's also a lot of poop for one person, but not necessarily because that looks like India. Moving on, besides recruiting kids and bringing in migrants to vote for them, the left also magically has deceased people vote for them too. But if you question the math on this issue, then you're considered a racist. And this sort of brainwashing is done with taxpayer dollars to gaslight the young. You know, people are desperate to keep the agenda going at all costs when you have to play the race card when you question basic math. But dead people voting happens in most countries. Number nine, what would be the perfect name for these women? How about duckface housewives or the inflatables because their lips might double up as flotation devices? Other possible names include filler gals, the fuglies, botched babes, or the Botox 8. How about the Muppets, plastic sisters, or the Botox Brigade? Hey, just know that this is how this generation is going to look as grandmas. Who am I kidding, though? They're probably too selfish to have kids. Up next, remember everyone that Fidel had his own island and lived to the age of 90, and he still couldn't make socialism work. Actually, it worked perfectly for him and his family. They're worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and his grandson was actually caught flying around the world on private jets while his own people suffered. Meanwhile, it was so bad at home that they couldn't even keep the hearse running long enough for his funeral. His son Justin Trudeau also couldn't make socialism work in Canada either. Number 11, why are young people today complaining about the cost of living in America when 12% of households make over 200 grand, which is the same as making 100 grand back in 1997? Adjusted for inflation, people's lifestyles haven't gone anywhere. I'm in the 12% right now, and one day, hopefully soon, I'll be in the 1/10 of 1% in about 7 or 8 years. Wish me luck. Then again, are we really to believe that inflation is only 100% since 1997? I certainly don't believe it. Moving on, if white folks are so awful, then why do they, the enrichment crowd, keep moving into white neighborhoods? They think that white folks move into nice neighborhoods. What they don't realize is that they also keep them nice and well-maintained. For the most part, people keep to themselves in their own areas. But I've noticed in Canada, Indians moving into white folks' neighborhoods. But to be fair, they're only doing it to get away from the other Indian people. Number 13 of Pfizer Insider says that vaccinated men are being chemically castrated, and that mRNA is causing population collapse. Even if they are conspiring to do this, they don't actually have to because people are just naturally choosing not to procreate. Apparently, it's been fact-checked by People's Voice Community. No wonder the people working in the government for Pfizer didn't have to take the very same cure they were trying to force everyone else to take. Optics, is it true that this guy is fighting a battle that no man has ever won before? No, because gay men win this battle all the time, without even having to bat an eyelash. No pun intended. But I feel sorry for the guy in the picture because he's trying really hard not to look, because if he does, she might file a sexual harassment complaint with HR. Also, people who say that men can't focus on two things at the same time have never met this guy before. Number 15, these two are now married. Why? Is he rich or something? Maybe just rich in spirit. Either that or Seth Rogen has really let himself go. Then again, for all I know, that could be a man in that skirt. Apparently this is someone named Adriana Chechlik, but she's now aged out and lost most of her male attention, and this guy's probably just paying for this picture. Typical simp behavior. When I first saw this, for some reason, I thought about Boogie. Moving on, here's Jack Nicholson just chilling with some models, proving to everyone that men with means and status don't lose their value in the sexual marketplace until the day they die. Just imagine the hate he's gonna get from women his age and a decade or two younger. They probably feel entitled to him and are bitter because younger meat curtains are in his life. And the craziest part is, he's probably got bigger boobs than them. If he's gotta go, then he's gotta go with a smile. Number 17, people have told me that the American healthcare system, when you have insurance, all that insurance is a coupon and you still have to pay. No wonder people aren't having any kids when they have full insurance. It still costs them over $9,000 to give birth. The US healthcare system is intentionally broken to prevent people from starting their own businesses. And instead they have to be forced to work for corporations because otherwise giving birth could actually bankrupt them. The only reason I think other countries pay for public healthcare is because Europeans and Canadians don't generally want to start their own businesses, so they don't have to be held medically hostage to work for a corporation. Off next, Wall Street and crypto are fighting each other to see who gets to rob you. Crypto is offering higher rates of return in some cases. The best example of this is MicroStrategy's STRC, or Stretch shares, which pay just over 11% annually with a relatively small amount of volatility. They pay all my bills. Why would I give the banks my money so they can give me 2 or 3%? Plus, I trade those preferred MicroStrategy shares all the time, so my total return is closer to 20% annually. Not financial advice, just my strategy. Number 19, here's the difference between public toilets in Japan and public toilets in India. Wait a minute, they actually have public toilets in India. I thought that they'd just show me a picture of the railroad tracks or some bushes. In Canada, we also have public toilets, and many of the Indians there just use bushes or the beach. Maybe we should get them to poop in the potholes during the winter, so they freeze over so our shitty roads become shit-filled roads. Just don't stand next to the poop puddles in the spring unless you like two girls in one cup. Moving on, Africa's top jewel producer struggles to sell diamonds because of an oversupply. It's because artificial diamonds have fallen from $4,000 per carat in 2008 to only 3 to 5 carats to make in 2018, and have fallen further since then. Also, let's not forget that less men are getting married and proposing to women, so the demand for engagement rings is collapsing. Just imagine what happens to gold if China figures out a way to manufacture gold in a lab. Number 21, men just want peace. Christopher Thomas Knight ran out of gas in rural Maine and went into the woods, and lived there without any human contact for 27 years. He survived by breaking into cottages and stealing food and fuel for his encampment in the woods. He was known as the North Pond Hermit, until he was arrested in 2013. He never even lit a fire to stay warm for 25 years. Now that's a guy that's pretty hardcore. This is probably just the boring sequel to Falling Down, though. I should use AI one day to make a movie about him. Up next, check out the latest Franklin book where he finds out about Canadian healthcare. At least on the bright side, he was able to get a hospital bed. And Nurse Ratched there looks like she'd be a lot of fun. She's probably going to get a big bonus the more patients she ends because they're getting ready to harvest Franklin's organs. That the Canadian government is making lots of money from that in these days. Also, that reverse thermometer is quite the detail. Number 23 The Rock says it's dangerous having jealous people around you because they look at you like competition, while you look at them as friends. There's nothing wrong with a little bit of friendly competition. But I think he might actually mean envious people. Those are the ones you really have to be careful of because they want to try and destroy you. Also, after asking Gronk, I realized that The Rock has never said this. I'm getting so sick and tired of AI memes. Moving on, here's the difference between blacks without whites and whites without blacks. Communists will say that the white people stole everything from the black people. And with black Africans being the only group above replacement fertility globally, believe it or not, but in 2024, the fertility rate for blacks fell below whites in America for the first time in recorded history. Also, the U.S. population is projected to only increase from 350 million to 367 million over the next 30 years. Number 25 and the last one, you must pick one. And who did this dress suit the best when she was at her prime? Scarlett Johansson looks the best, and it's not even close. That was still back when Hollywood had some class, and if you haven't seen the film Matchpoint, then watch it. It's peak Scarlett. And speaking of class, this gal puts the flat ass back into class. Who is she? Maybe it would have worked if Dylan here hadn't gone blonde before wearing this. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.